Wait till you hear what this father did when his daughter went on a first date. And, you know, they talked to the boyfriend, the whole package, that sitcom kind of scenario. Mm-hmm. Wait till you hear what he did and how he did it. You're going to love this. It's 98.9 Buzz. It's Pisano and Sandy. It all starts with the talk. When boyfriend or date comes to the house to pick up your daughter, dad has to sit down. Right?
Dread that day.
Oh. And one of the things that goes through a guy's head is, do I have to like borrow a friend's gun and polish it while I'm talking to the kid? I mean, really? That's that cliche of, I'll murder you if you touch my,
And we've talked about this before on Buzz Baby University.
Bunch of times.
But now you saw a video of a dad. Now, do you think his idea is, quote, brilliant, where you want to adopt it?
Take it. Yes, I do. But I want you to hear it first. Take a listen. Okay. So here's the scenario. Doorbell rings. Dad's at work. He has one of those video doorbell setups.
Oh, like the Ring or whatever.
Yeah, like
called?
The Ring doorbell or whatever they're called. Listen how it plays out. So now the dad is talking to the guy.
The boyfriend. Okay.
Yeah. And the daughter's with him. Listen to this.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing? I'm Jared.
Hello, Jared. This is Pedro, Grace's dad.
Oh, good to talk to you.
Oh, sorry, I can't meet you in person because I'm at work. So at least I get to see your face, but you don't get to see mine.
All right.
Where are you guys going?
I think we're going to go to the Roadhouse and then maybe a movie.
Okay, which movie are you guys going to go see?
Hello?
Hello, my young daughter. What movie are you guys going to go see?
Toy Story.
Okay, roughly what time are you guys going to be coming home?
Probably before 11.
Oh, I heard 10:30. Okay, that's good.
Works for me.
All right, so just make sure you treat her correctly because that's my first daughter.
You don't have to worry, sir.
All right.
All right.
All right, love you.
All right, bye.
What time are you coming home?
Before 11.
Okay, I heard 10:30 again.
Brilliant. The father put just a little bit of passive-aggressive fear into the new boy who's dating his daughter via the Ring doorbell cam. I love that idea. Absolutely great.
The whole time, and I was watching it as you were playing it. It's on the Buzz Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time I'm thinking, does it really put fear in the boyfriend? I think they need to see your expression, your face, your intimidation, unless you are like not an intimidating figure.
Okay. Can I just look at me for a second? I know we usually go out.
Yeah.
But would you be intimidated by me?
Oh, that's true.
Okay. I would much rather use my booming voice.
I do remember, recall, and I'm sure we all are thinking about that Buzz Baby University where we were trying to teach you how to be intimidating. So,
yeah, right.
Yes.
Yeah. I think this is a great idea. This kind of gets you away from that awkward looking in the eye. And I think it's more intimidating. No, because it's like if you know you're being watched and you can't look them back in the eye, I've got the upper advantage. I've got the advantage over this kid.
No.
Yeah, I love this idea. Anybody else on this? Is that the best way? Do you think that's the best way to talk to the new boy in your daughter's life?
So
I like the fact that
you're
before
almost,
11, he's like, I'll be, yeah, I heard 10:30, right?
You're going to almost make it a point to not be home so you can talk to your daughter's boyfriend. Like this. You got to pick up on mannerisms. You got to see them face to face. You got to invite them in.
Yeah.
Have a little discussion.
Yeah.
A little interrogation.
Nah, you're not a father. You don't know how this works on the inside of your head. I know what you'd want. Would you sit the boy down and be like, what are you going to do with my daughter? Would you as the mom?
I will hook him up to a lie detector test. Yes.
Wow. 222-2899. I got calls coming in. Hi, Buzz.
When I was talking to my daughter's boyfriend, she's 28 now, and I still do it. I tell him that I spent 25 years in prison, and I wouldn't mind, you know, spending more for my daughter.
I can say now
the thing is, though, that I worked in a prison for 25 years. It's not like I was there, you know, and they didn't know that. So
they thought you were not the corrections officer, but the other side. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Exactly. It seemed to work pretty well.
Okay. So Scott thinks it's a great idea, and it's more intimidating when it's just the voice talking to the boyfriend,
like the Wizard of Oz, right?
No, they got to see the crazy in your eyes.
See, that's right.
Wait, now, okay, let me just try to put your scenario in mind. You know, I've been on the radio for 25 years, and I'm willing to go back on the radio and tell everybody what you did to my daughter. See what I'm saying? It doesn't work.
Yeah, okay, I understand.
Okay,
right.
Then, have a nice day.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Professor.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.